Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Tonight, Matt Damon admits to using a slur. Did he just cancel himself?
I should get in the back seat and close my mouth for a while.
Plus, Morgan Wallen's concert comeback after his controversy and Kathy Griffin's health crisis.
I was diagnosed with cancer.
Then Coco Austin defends still breastfeeding her five-year-old.
I didn't even think I was going to be like that parent, but I turned into one.
And Beyonce gets another number one as Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard team up for a new TV show.
I have this amazing human in my life, and I get to work with her. Did I get that line right? That was written for me. I just want to make sure.
Plus, Chance the Rapper, how he's making music history, and why he missed his calling in the classroom.
I was killing it, actually. I'm like, you don't know this answer?
E.T. starts now.
Oh boy, Stillwater star Matt Damon now in hot water. Welcome everyone to the London West Hollywood.
Kev, I think we were all shocked by this.
Yeah.
Matt admitting that he only recently stopped using a deeply offensive slur.
The Oscar winner implied he just recently stopped using the anti-gay F word, and it was because his daughter called him out on it. The actor said the word, quote, was commonly used when I was a kid with a different application. His daughter left the table when he used the word, and he told her, quote, come on, that's a joke. I say it in the movie Stuck on You.
You
The 50-year-old says his daughter wrote a long explanation on how that word is dangerous. Matt was convinced, quote, I said, I retired the F slur. I understood.
I don't type.
Matt, who played Liberace's lover in Behind the Candelabra, may have been expecting a pat on the back, but the backlash was swift. One headline pointed out, quote, Matt Damon was slinging the anti-gay F-word until this year. One Twitter user asked, has Matt Damon just canceled himself? Late this afternoon, Matt addressed the controversy. The actor said that he has, quote, never called anyone the slur in my personal life, adding the conversation with his daughter was not a personal awakening and that he was trying to explain that the word was used constantly and casually when he was growing up, adding, quote, to be as clear as I can be, I stand with the LGBTQ plus community. This isn't the first time Matt's been called out. In 2017, he weighed in on the Me Too movement.
I do believe that there's a spectrum. There's a difference between, you know, patting someone on the butt and rape or child molestation.
A month later, he apologized.
I should get in the back seat and close my mouth for a while.
Listen, we both have interviewed Matt Damon a lot.
Always a nice guy.
The nicest guy, but I have to say this. That language is unacceptable and archaic, and that's it. It's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm,
all right, he's not the only one, though, who's in trouble for his use of language.
No, believe it or not, a world-famous rapper getting canceled over the weekend for words he used, and it caused him to miss a massive concert that went on despite the COVID crisis. Nearly 500,000 fans attended Lollapalooza's four-day festival in Chicago. Machine Gun Kelly performed a surprise set, hanging upside down from the stage, while girlfriend Megan Fox cheered him on. All attendees were required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test before being allowed to enter. Miley Cyrus hit the stage, so did Megan Thee Stallion, while rapper Princess Nokia crowd surfed, and last night the Foo Fighters closed out the festival. Rapper DaBaby was also on the lineup, but organizers canceled his performance after comments he made about the LGBTQ plus community and those who have HIV and AIDS. He has since apologized after facing backlash from other stars like Madonna, Elton John, and his collaborator Dua Lipa. But today, DaBaby was also dropped from New York City's Governor's Ball Music Festival and the Day in Vegas Festival. Meanwhile, nearly 500 miles away in Nashville, Luke Bryan put on a sold-out show for 20,000 fans at Bridgestone Arena. But the big headline of the night, Morgan Wallen taking the stage. About 4 months after rehab, the 28-year-old did what appeared to be tequila shots. Morgan got a standing ovation, though, as he joined Luke, Jason Aldean, and Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard. This marked Morgan's first major concert since he was caught on camera using a racial slur. He remains the best-selling artist of 2021.
This is a song about staying true to yourself. That's been a really hard thing for me to do lately, but here I am.
Well, the big question is, who is your true self, Morgan Wallen?
I think hopefully he's working on it and continuing to evolve it.
We'll see.
All right, moving on to Kathy Griffin. Yeah. The comedian revealing some scary personal news today. She is battling lung cancer.
2 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I'm still a little bit in shock, not denial, but I still, like, once a day, I'll just turn to, like, nobody next to me and go, can you believe this?
It is a shocking lung cancer diagnosis for the 60-year-old comic, considering Kathy never even smoked. Griffin sat down last week for an interview, which will air tonight on Nightline. Today, she underwent surgery to remove half of her left lung, which is where the stage one cancer is contained. Kathy also revealed she is newly sober after overcoming a years-long pill addiction that brought her to the brink of suicide.
The detox was nasty. I mean, it was months. I mean, the tremors were like this. And the flop sweat. When I would brush my teeth, my husband had to hold my hips. Yeah, it was crazy.
Now to Ashley Judd, who is finally walking on her own nearly 6 months after a devastating accident in the Congo shattered her leg and nearly took her life. Ashley shared the video of her miraculous road to recovery, saying, quote, "My leg will never be the same. She is a new leg, and I love her. We have a fabulous life ahead." E.T. had spoken to Ashley's mom, Naomi, and older sister, Winona Judd, who both aided in her recovery.
I am just here to be the big sister, as I will be tomorrow.
Ashley is a total survivor.
Finally, Ice-T's wife, Coco Austin, is ushering in August being National Breastfeeding Month with her own candid confession, saying that she still occasionally nurses their nearly 6-year-old daughter, Chanel. Coco telling Us Weekly that their daughter does, quote, eat steak and hamburgers, but likes a little snack every now and then. Why take that away from her? I'm not just going to say no.
Listen, as long as they're okay, I'm okay. All right, can we talk about Chance the Rapper? He's headlining his first and only show of the summer at Summerfest in Milwaukee on September 3rd. Now, Chance has also got a new concert movie coming out. It is fantastic. I talked to him about that, but also how he always makes time to give back, especially if his buddy Justin Bieber gives him a call.
Justin hit me up and was like, yo, I'm doing this cool event for a whole bunch of people that volunteered around LA, and would you want to come out? I'm like, of course, like, whatever you need.
Chance the Rapper is having a moment. He and Bieber just gave back at LA's Freedom Experience concert. He was a judge alongside Cardi B and T.I. in Rhythm and Flow, and now the 3-time Grammy winner is bringing his 2017 secret concert to the big screen.
The energy of it all, the sound, the emotion, the lighting.
You've been sitting on this video for a minute. What was holding you up?
It was harder than I thought it would be. This movie is different because it was made for camera. It was like a one-time experience.
6 sound stages, 9 cameras, and shot 3 times, Magnificent Coloring World, which hits theaters August 13th, is making history. This is the first time a music artist has independently distributed a film. Chance is collaborating with AMC Theaters on the project he wrote, produced, starred in, and edited himself.
I've learned a lot from like video essays on YouTube and just watching good movies.
You canceled your tour and you came home when the pandemic started. What has that been like?
Kindergarten homework isn't really that hard. You know, I was killing it. Actually, I'm like, you don't know this answer? Girl, come on.
Now, from a proud papa to a wannabe dad. The Weeknd tells GQ magazine, I want children, and he's ready to explain his explicit music lyrics to them someday. He says, it's my art, and that's who daddy was. The singer skipped the Grammys this year after being snubbed. He says he was angry, confused, and sad, and will never submit his music to the Academy again. Of course, the top female artist with the most Grammys ever, that's Beyoncé. And she just won another title.
I'm a star, cause I slay.
Rolling Stone just crowned Beyoncé's Formation the number one music video of all time. Queen B's got 4 on the list of 100, including number 66, Telephone, with Lady Gaga. As for Gaga, she was spotted feathered and caped in Couture Valentino, leaving rehearsals for her two shows at Radio City Music Hall with Tony Bennett. They'll be Tony's last performances ever in New York. The icon, who was diagnosed with dementia in 2016, turns 95 years old tomorrow. Bob. The fact that Tony Bennett is still performing at 95 is simply incredible.
That is iconic.
Yeah.
All right, now to Hollywood's most competitive couple, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
We love playing games at home.
How they're turning their family game night into primetime TV.
Police have never come, but that's a shock.
Plus, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively reveal first date details 10 years later. And remember her?
Watch this.
Child star Mara Wilson, ready to reboot Matilda?
Danny DeVito said, one day maybe Matilda has a daughter. And it could
Did happen. He see that? Did he say that?
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
How romantic is this? Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds celebrated their 10th wedding anniversary by recreating their first date at a sushi restaurant in Boston. Blake noting, but in much more comfortable shoes. Do you remember your first date with your wife?
I don't, but I remember my first kiss was on a TV show called South of Nowhere with my wife.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I remember my first date with my wife. It was magical.
Hey, at least we're not battling with
Good
our
point,
wives,
yes.
You know? Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are in a family fight for the whole TV world to see.
Honey,
what?
You birthed us 2 beautiful children, and I will be showing no mercy. I hope you save room for pie!
Were there any reservations about signing up for a job that's going to put you together more than you have to be?
Not a one.
All right, good.
This is our favorite.
Yeah, we've done, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 movies of each other's. Mm-hmm. We've been in each other's TV shows. We say, she sneezes, I say, bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh! Can I get you put it on a hot dog and a hamburger and french fries?
Mustard! No!
Oh my God!
Taking this.
I have this amazing human in my life, and I get to work with her. Did I get that line right? That was written for me. I just want to make sure. Did I say it right? Do we need a second take?
The idea to host Family Game Fight came after Kristen and Dax did these over-the-top competitions on Ellen. The show premieres August 8th on NBC and pits family members against each other for a $100,000 prize.
We love playing games at home, so we were like, you know, why not do a game show, but we didn't want to feel left out. So in this one, in Family Game Fight, we're playing with the contestants.
How intense does the competition level get at home when it's just you guys? Kids are asleep.
The police have never come, but that's a shock, to
but
be honest.
We have, you know, we have had to make a therapy appointment because the you know, fighting over a board game when you're calling your therapist is sort of like, maybe we should throw that board game out.
Now, I don't know how competitive the kids get, but I do know that they like Uno.
And Uno can get crazy.
Yeah, it can.
It has in my house. All right, get ready for a family movie milestone.
It's an ET exclusive.
The Matilda movie turns 25, the tragedy child star Mara Wilson suffered while filming, and how Danny DeVito helped her through it.
Danny and I just kind of understood each other.
Then Mr. Big is back. New photos from the set of the Sex and the City reboot, plus...
1, 2, 3.
A soap star's surprising return. We're with Kimberlyn Brown, ruining a bold and the beautiful wedding.
It is about to get spicy.
And just like that, Gary and Big are together again. Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth spotted, like her dress, rehearsing for the series revival in New York. By the way, notice that bird in her hair? Yeah, Carrie also wore a bird feather at their first wedding, which did not go well. I am hoping this is not a sign of things to come.
I put a bird on my head.
All right, now to a movie that many of us grew up watching on repeat, Matilda. It just turned 25, if you can believe it, and I caught up with the film star Mara Wilson for this very special ET exclusive.
How many people come up to you and say, you were my whole childhood. Like, how often do you think that? Probably at least once a week, people tell me how much they loved Matilda. I don't think I ever thought that, you know, 25 years later, I would still be hearing from fans of it.
The now 34-year-old was just 7 when production began on Matilda.
I did it with my powers.
Mara played a young genius who used telekinesis against her wicked principal and equally evil parents, played by Rhea Perlman and real-life husband Danny DeVito, who also directed the film. E.T. was on the set in 1995.
Danny's really funny and he's really nice. When I come onto the set every day, he gives me a hug.
It seems like you and Danny did have this special bond. You've called him kind of your uncle on set. I feel like Danny and I just kind of understood each other.
He also helped shield Mara during the unthinkable. During filming, her mother, Susie, was diagnosed with breast cancer. She tragically lost her battle 4 months before the movie was released.
Danny and Rhea would take me to the movies or to just hang out at their house, things like that. And that was all usually done when my mother was in the hospital. They dedicated the movie to my mother, and I'm so glad that they did that because my mother worked so hard and she loved that movie so much.
Ah, fresh meat.
Do you have a favorite moment from filming? Oh my gosh, I have so many favorite moments. The scene where I'm under the table, that they had to fit me into a body cast for, and yeah, that was a bit nerve-wracking at first, but it was very, very fun being put under the table.
Okay, and now I have to show you this clip from the premiere. Here you are.
I don't feel like, oh, I'm the star of the movie. Everybody has to teach me so special. I'm like, I'm just walking up the carpet.
Yeah, that was really important to me, I think. I really didn't want people to think that I was getting a big head or that I was full of myself.
Despite Mara's huge success as a child actor, at 13 years old, she retired from acting. She lives in LA and is now a writer and does occasional voiceover work.
Being a big star, I don't think is really my thing. To be a child performer is to have to contend with the fact that you're gonna be a has-been someday. And that's really hard.
Will we ever see you in a Matilda sequel? Because Danny DeVito said he could see that one day maybe Matilda has a daughter.
Did he say that? For a long time, I was very resistant to the idea of a Matilda sequel, but I love working with Danny. I would not turn down the chance to work with him again.
Matt, can't Mara just use her magical powers to make it happen?
Right?
Mara, you know, had so many big roles. She also worked with comedy legend Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire. That was her first movie ever.
All right, lots of movie classics, but now let's move on to a daytime TV staple, weddings. And Matt, they always go as planned, right?
Never, 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 never. Only E.T. was invited to the Bold and the Beautiful set for Steffi and Finn's Big I Do's.
Action.
This is not your first wedding on B&B.
Wait, what?
I don't know how many
weddings a minute.
I've had.
I need
Wait,
to know.
Excuse me?
Earmuffs. I think this is like her sixth wedding.
I vow to love you the way you love me.
It was supposed to be a nice wedding day for Steffi and Finn, and things were going well until Sheila pops up. And
right.
She is a big troublemaker. She has a lot of history, as the viewers know.
I wouldn't lie to you, I swear.
One of daytime TV's most infamous villains is back. Yep, Kimberlyn Brown makes her big return as Sheila, crashing the reception, and only we can show you why in this exclusive preview of the two-part wedding episode airing Thursday and Friday on CBS.
Congratulations.
Who are you?
I'm your mother.
How fun is it to play a character with no limits?
When they first created my character, I was given free rein. I was basically told, you know, think of Kathy Bates in Misery. You can do no wrong. I know, right? So I might have done a couple of things like that. Misery loves company.
That's right.
So I'm going to bring a little misery on.
What does she have to say?
Kimberlyn's return comes 3 years after fans last saw her on the show. The General Hospital alum first landed the role of Sheila in 1990 on The Young and the Restless, before crossing over to B&B.
I'll play as long as they'll have me, honestly. You should be on the show, I'm just saying.
I'm here for this, okay? I'm right here for this. She's in control, what she says goes. We listen to the lady in charge. I know I have this really good look that's intense like this.
One, two, three.
Do you feel the soap smolder?
I am on a soapy fire. I'm gonna stop. All right, coming up, let's move forward. Inside the late, great rapper Biz Markie's celebration of life.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The famous friends and family of Biz Markie said their final farewell today. They got together in New York for a celebration of his life.
Oh, he brought all of us so much joy. Yeah. We're going to leave you with a look. Goodbye, everybody.
He was more than just a friend. He was our star.
Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy. Lifelong friend LL Cool J paid his respect. Biz Markie passed away last month from health complications. He was just 57.
Thank you, Biz. You were more than just a friend.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.